Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 13th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Never Exhausted. The scripture text is from Isaiah 40, verse 28, actually just a part of that text. I read the entire verse later in this message. He will not grow tired or weary. When my daughter Esther was little, like many dads, I would carry her up on my shoulders when we went for walks. She had a great view that way, and we could move right along. I recall a time she began to express praise to the Lord in song by singing out a chorus she had often heard us sing in church. However, Esther has some hearing loss and doesn't always hear clearly. As we walked along, she began to sing out, He is exhausted. The King is exhausted on high. I will praise Him. We, of course, got a chuckle out of this, and for those that may not realize her mistake, I have placed the song she was trying to sing following the message. A such mistake was both due to her hearing and also understanding a word not usual to her vocabulary at that time. What explained the difference between exalted and exhausted? Thankfully, we were also able to teach her, based upon the Word of God, that the Lord is never exhausted. Our daily text gives great assurance regarding the protective care of God. The great anthem of exaltation by the prophet Isaiah declares, Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding, no one can fathom. Consider the eternal truth and assurance in that final phrase. He will not grow tired or weary. He will never sleep on his watch. In Psalm 121, verse 4, we have a parallel promise. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The very same immutable God continues to watch over us today. Find strength in that truth, wherever you are and in whatever you're going through. Now that song, many of you know it, is a Tyler Perry song. Popular, I don't know, was it the late 80s, 90s? Because he is exalted, the King is exalted on high, I will praise him. And it's such a blessing when children say funny things, isn't it? Let me share with you Brooksine's prayer today. This is our prayer for each listener as well. Jesus, we exalt your name and acknowledge that you are the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. We are the work of your hands, and we indeed grow tired on a daily basis. Our weariness comes from hard work, stressful situations, worry, lack of sleep, and growing old. We're so grateful that none of these circumstances affect you, for you have great power and almighty strength. You are eternal, and you neither slumber nor sleep. How reassuring it is that we can call on you in the night hour when we're unable to rest. We don't have to sit the night out troubled or in despair waiting for you to awaken. You are as close as the mention of your name. You are well acquainted with our needs before we take them to you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, our blessings to each listener this day and in future days you might listen to this podcast. I'm preparing it on a very drizzly Thursday morning here in rural Pennsylvania. We're so thankful for all the rain, but I think we're ready for a couple of dried out days now. We've had probably about a week. It's a blessing to serve the Lord and trust in Him in all things. Our blessings to you today. Stay faithful.